October 13, 1906 Detachment. Necessity of these writings, which are a divine mirror. As I was in my usual state, my good Jesus made himself seen for a little while, and he told me, "My daughter, in order to know whether a soul is stripped of everything, it is enough to see this. If holy or even indifferent desires arise within her and she is ready to sacrifice them to the divine volition with holy peace, it means that she is stripped. But if she becomes disturbed and upset, it means that she is keeping something for herself." Hearing the word desire, I said, "My highest good, my desire is that I would rather not write anymore. How it weighs on me, if it wasn't for fear of going out of your will and of displeasing you, I would not do it." And he, breaking my words off, added, "You do not want it, and I want it. That which I say to you, and which you write out of obedience, for now, serves as a mirror for you and for those who take part in directing you. But the time will come when it will serve as a mirror for others. So, that which you write, spoken by me, can be called divine mirror. And you would want to take this divine mirror away from my creatures. Watch it, seriously, my daughter, and do not want to restrict this mirror of grace by not writing everything." On hearing this, I remained confused and humiliated, with a great repugnance to write these last words of his, but obedience absolutely imposed it on me, and only to obey, I wrote, "Deo gratias."